Oasis Audio presents The Betrayed Fiancé, The Amish Millionaire Part 3 by Wanda E. Brunstetter and Jean Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1. Akron, Ohio. Thunder and lightning streaked across the sky as Joel waited for Christy to let him in. If not for the jacket he'd thought to put on before leaving home, he'd be drenched from this deluge of rain.
"Quick, come inside before you get any wetter," Christy said as she opened the door.
"Let me get a towel so you can dry off." Joel handed her his jacket and waited until she returned. "Thanks." He dried off his face, blotted his hair, and ran the towel over the front of his legs. Before they walked into the living room, he kicked off his wet shoes.
"You look tired. Did you have a busy day?"
He reached up to rub the back of his neck and groaned.
"Busy, but unproductive."
She tipped her auburn head to one side, looking at him with curious blue eyes.
"What do you mean?"
"Let me get off my feet and I'll tell you about it."
"No problem. Supper is ready, but it can wait a few minutes."
Christy gestured to the couch.
"Let's sit so we can talk."
Joel took a couple of shuffled steps toward the couch, but turned back to her when his stomach growled.
"Are you sure? I don't want to spoil the meal you cooked."
She shook her head.
"It's fine, Joel. The crockpot's on low, so the food will stay warm."
Joel grabbed the arm of the sofa and took a seat, reaching over his shoulders to place a throw pillow behind his head. When Christy sat beside him, he took her hand, wrapping his fingers around hers. After a day like he'd had, it felt good to sit beside the woman he loved and relax for a bit.